from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
I've said this many times. There are people that work in the broadcast news industry, whether it be news talk radio or cable TV or even broadcast, that over the years have had different levels of influence on my own career and path, and people that for no reason at all sometimes just went out of their way to give me a word of encouragement or to point me in the right direction. And I'm so grateful to have John Gibson back with me today. He's one of those guys. And if I ever write my tell-all about the great talk radio business, he's got at least one chapter that would be in his honor that would be coming up. John, thanks for being back. There's lots going on in the world, and you've got a new book out. I want to get to the book in a minute, but I want to get your assessment because I miss you on TV. I wish you were still on TV. I get tired of the kids talking about things that they don't seem to know as much about these days, especially the White House press corps. My gosh, what a shameful group of know-nothings we have in there. I mean, thank goodness for Peter Ducey, but aside from that. But I am curious about your thoughts, as I often am about the news of the day, as to where you think we are some 50 days out from the election of 2022. What's your take on what's happening in the country right now?
Kevin, I thought it was really much clearer before two events, and I think they've muddied up predictions. And the two events were the abortion decision out of the Supreme Court, which may have mobilized Democratic women. And the other was Donald Trump making it clear he's going to run. Now, he hasn't announced,
right.
But nonetheless, those are two huge motivating factors, and how they break is still not clear to me. Now, you know, the background, as you well know, before those two things made themselves clear, was raging inflation, outrageous border situation,
right.
Crime on the streets that's just shocking, just shocking. And this stuff with transgenderism that has, you know, now has us observing major medical institutions disfiguring kids before they even hit puberty. All those kinds of things are huge motivating factors for Republicans. Biden has managed to bring down gas prices by depleting our national oil savings account. But the grocery store is still a nightmare, just yep. An absolute nightmare.
Yep.
I don't know if you notice this, but when I go to the store, I would buy, you know, this is getting into some details here. I buy chicken breasts.
Okay. Well,
I now know I go in there and the big companies, Tyson, those guys, they're slicing them up. They're not giving them the whole chicken breast. They're slicing them so you get a bunch of, they call them chicken breast fillets. And they're basically giving you less and charging the same price for it.
Wow.
Now, we know about this going on with boxed goods, let's say cereal.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Turns out, but now, right there on the meat counter, we're gonna slice this chicken breast up so you get about half of it and you paid for the same amount. You pay the same amount that you paid for the full thing.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of mind-blowing that that's going on all over the place.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the abortion case, because I think that New York is going to be a real test for that. Hochul is running ads, you know, trying to pin Zeldin down on being a supporter of the Dobbs decision, and he celebrated it. And Zeldin is coming back at her with nothing but surveillance footage of shootings going on the streets of New York. And I've talked to a lot of women specifically in the last 24, 48 hours that have seen both ads. And I'm telling you, abortion may be something. I mean, see, here's the problem. In a lot of states, it didn't become illegal. It wasn't changed at all. So for her to say here in New York, it's really under threat, it's kind of like bogus. Nobody, I mean, everybody knows that you can still get an abortion anywhere you want in New York City. But they are concerned about someone pulling a gun and putting it in their face.
Yeah, that's very late-term abortion is what you've got going on.
Yeah.
Your 14-year-old is getting aborted by another 17-year-old with a gun.
Yeah.
And not only that, there's just wanton attacks, random attacks of people on the street. And they're my guns, but, just people being beaten down on the street. It's just shocking. And I saw Bill Clinton the other night talking about, the Republicans go out and scare people. Well, they damn well ought to be scared.
Yeah.
This is not good. And I read that New York City subways now have cameras in them. Anybody watching?
No. She just said she's going to put them in them.
Let's say they're in there. You know, first of all, somebody's going to take a spray can and spray it over the lens. Secondly, what that means is that after you are stabbed, they'll have a picture of the stabbing and maybe the perp if he isn't wearing a COVID mask and a hoodie.
Yep.
Nothing takes the place of cops.
It's nonsensical. Well, and that's why Zeldin's reached out to Adams, and he's promising to fire Bragg. There's going to be a lot of things that go down. But I think your observation is very interesting. I do think New York will kind of be a test case to see, you know, how those two things went head to head. Let me shift over to the Trump thing for just a second, because I thought, and I got really worried after the Mar-a-Lago raid, that the campaign was going to turn on. Now it's about who's with Trump and who's against Trump. And what I've seen from Zeldin, from Carrie Lake in Arizona, from Ron DeSantis in Florida, from Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, from Herschel Walker in Georgia, these people that are running for the Senate and the gubernatorial seats at the top of the ticket, which are going to be the biggest races that are on the tickets this go around, they are all seeming to say, we're going to let Trump swim in his own lane over there. We're going to sit here and talk about immigration. We're going to talk about crime. We're going to talk about gas prices. We're going to talk about inflation. And yeah, gas prices have come down a little bit, but still where Biden came in at, they're still double plus in most places of the country. So I'm curious, do you think they're on the right path in staying with message discipline and just coming straight at the voters with the issues?
Yeah, I do. If you get in the Trump vortex, it can work out for you or not.
Depends on the state.
It depends on the state. It depends on the mood of people at any given moment. And, you know, it depends on what Trump says at any given moment. I mean, you know, they're making it. Look, there's a story on the front page of the New York Times today. I'm sure you saw it. It says, no matter what we do investigating Trump, it doesn't seem to shake his supporters.
Yeah.
Support.
Yep.
And this thing of we got him now, which we're in our eighth iteration.
Yeah, I know. I've lost track.
Yeah, I've lost track too. It's I don't care what you feel about Trump. You've got to be looking at that and saying, well, wait a minute. They said this about, you know, and start counting off the things. And according to the Times this morning, no, they don't have him now.
Yeah.
He's even they're admitting, we got him on this thing. There he is saying on Hannity last night, well, I can just think I'm declassifying these papers. And, you know, you just saw the blue tit Twitter world explode.
Right.
We got him now. Look at the ridiculous thing he said. Nope. Didn't make a dent.
Yeah. And it's actually not that far from being reality. There's much more. I've had a lot of attorneys on since Mar-a-Lago. There's a lot of latitude that presidents can have in how they declassify. Whether he did it right or not, I'm not here to say.
Well, apparently, but you can do that if you're Secretary of State, too. You can have stuff on your server that's not
classified. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You just thought you were going to do.
Point taken, Mr. Gibson. Exactly. Let's take a break and come right back. I'm talking with my good friend John Gibson. Don't go anywhere. In fact, while you're at it, don't go anywhere for the rest of the night, because we have got a big show for you. We didn't do the big board at the top of the segment, probably should have, but here's what we've got. We've got Dr. Marty McCary on tap. We're going to show you a brand new preview to a brand new movie. Todd Terry, formerly of Breaking Bad, he's in it. He'll be with us. Legacy Peak is the name of that. And we've got a big ladies' lounge tonight. Former Bush and Reagan cabinet official, Linda Chavez, will be with us. We'll also talk with Kelsey Bowler, another disturbing chapter in the gender identity struggle across the country, and Bethany Mandel back to talk about Banned Books Week and why it's a threat to your kids. Plus, from his MSG sold out 15 performances, it is none other than Harry Styles in the New Music Spotlight tonight. We've got a big show straight ahead, so stay right here. It's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. from New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Oh, we've still got a lot of things to get to on today's show, but I just decided I was going to change a bunch of it. So John Gibson stays with me another 8 minutes or so here. And John, always appreciate your candidness. If there is one thing that I think anybody who watched your career in television would admit, it was that nobody owned John Gibson's brain except John Gibson. So and we're grateful for that, because I think in the day and age in which we live, it's very seldom that you get, sometimes just honest, straightforward thoughts about things. And so grateful for that. You got a new book out, and it's in the same series that we talked about last time. Give us a little elevator pitch on this. It is fiction, but it's based in kind of historical accuracy.
Yeah. Okay. So my first book was OJ's and Ice.
Right.
And that was about the fact that the police never found the knife. And the fiction story is two guys find the knife. Craziness ensues. Okay, so this one is about, it's called Death in the Reeds, R-E-E-D-S, and it's about a fact, which is that there is an antiquity, and it's known, among scholars as the Lioness and the Nubian Boy, and it is a 4-inch plaque. So this lioness is killing this boy, and it's a little decorative plaque that was on a throne of a king 3,000 years ago. There's one in the British Museum. There was one in the Iraq Museum. And at the start of the Iraq War, the Iraq Museum was looted, and this particular antiquity was stolen. To this day, it still has not been found.
That's the historical fact that this one is
based
on.
That's the historical fact. So now my story, which always involves a ne'er-do-well, always getting fired or suspended TV reporter named Mickey Judge.
Yeah.
It follows the guy who stole it, what happens to him, what happens to it, and how it all winds up in San Francisco, where Mickey Judge finds himself trying to, find this thing and save a colleague who has got stars in her eyes about making millions of dollars selling this thing. So that's the basic fiction story. It's a mystery. It's called Death in the Reeds, a Mickey Judge mystery by John Gibson. And there it sits on Amazon. If you put in Death in the Reeds, it pops right up, and I can assure you, when you hit place your order, it'll be on your doorstep 2 days
later. And if you don't have 2 days, just get the Kindle version, because you can have it in minutes.
Yes,
seconds.
That's true,
even.
Too.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes.
Well, congrats on a successful follow up in that Mickey Judge series. I really liked OJ's Knife, so I can't wait to take a look at this one.
I did send it to you. It's on its way.
Okay, very good. I have not received it yet. I think Nick may have absconded with it. We'll have to.
No. He gave me your address this morning.
Then that explains a lot. Let's go back to the news for just a bit more.
Sure.
You mentioned some of those more heart-wrenching issues, and I have to say, in the election cycles that I've somewhat paid attention to, and that goes back to Gerald Ford, I've never seen grassroots parents as on fire and motivated and in some places angry the way they are about CRT and gender identity being visited upon 5, 7, 10-year-olds in elementary school in ways that we've never seen before. And some of this is teachers' unions running the show. Some of this is activism working its way in. But I'm just curious, do you sense that the parents of America are really ticked off about this? And will that matter?
Oh, my God. I think it does. I mean, I think it matters a lot. Now, remember, I live in Texas, but, I think about those BLM riots,
yep.
2020,
yep.
And the corollary would be these parents going down and burning down the universities that produce these teachers,
yep.
That are on TikTok every day talking about how they are in charge of kids. Parents have no voice in their education. Nothing could motivate people more than that. You tell people, I'm taking your kid away. I'm going to fill his head with stupid stuff. I'm going to talk him into mutilating himself, changing his gender, and you have nothing to say about it. Well, you might as well use a cattle prod on people.
Yeah.
They're going to sit up straight and do what they can about it. And, you know, Randy Weingarten may be able to protect teachers from getting fired, but she can't protect board members from getting voted off the board.
And they've been voted out in places I didn't expect them to, like San Francisco.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, I think that when it comes down to this stuff, there may be a shark in the water that these progressives just are not expecting. This could be a scene from Jaws.
Well, and speak to that for a second, because it feels like, and I've seen some polling since the Seventh Realm of Hell speech that Biden gave in front of Independence Hall, where he imitated Benito Mussolini. Independents seem to be very turned off by both the tone of Biden's team saying, if you disagree with us, you're, you know, a threat to democracy and that kind of thing. But they also seem to be very concerned about these really what I call heart-wrenching issues, like their kids in public schools. You don't have to be a Christian conservative. You don't have to be a churchgoer. You don't have to be any of those things to just not want your kid to be indoctrinated.
No. And, you know, you see Biden doing this stuff, and you see Gavin Newsom waiting in the wings to double down.
Yeah.
It's you know, people looking around and saying, well, wait a minute. You know, Biden is already trying to achieve the one-party state nationally. And if he doesn't run and Gavin Newsom runs, and by some accident and misfortune, he ends up being president, and the country becomes a one-party state like California, and these policies are visited nationally, and we all become the mess that my native state is, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I think people can put two and two together, look at it, and say, no. I don't want any part of it.
Well, and that's why, you know, if Trump decides to run, I totally believe he has the right to make the decision and do it. He certainly, there were certainly enough questions about what happened in 2020 that, you know, for him to receive more votes than any incumbent in the history of the country, and to feel like he got robbed on that note, whether he did or not, or however they pulled it off. If he decides for whatever reason not to, I think you've got a good bench of people. The governor from Florida being a good example of it, that could easily take Gavin Newsom on in a common sense toe-to-toe battle. And I do think it's going to be a battle for the real soul of the country, what they actually believe, what they believe about their kids, their family, what they want to have as their country.
Listen, I think, you know, we're all looking forward to Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series, right? And DeSantis versus Newsom, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
I mean,
couldn't be more clear in the options.
It could not be more clear, and it could not be more fiery.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Trump. I loved his, you know, the things he stood for. But let's be honest. He is exhausting.
Well, he hasn't said he's going to, and he hasn't said he's not going to. He certainly acts like he is. But it's not up to me or you know, people at the Daily Wire or anybody else to tell him what to do. He's got to make that decision for himself.
Right.
Friends.
But I'm just saying, in a perfect world, if we could have watched DeSantis versus Newsom, man, get me my bucket of popcorn.
Yeah, I think that's coming up sometime.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Russian troops moved quickly to disperse peaceful protesters against President Vladimir Putin's mobilization order to beef up Kremlin forces in Ukraine. Nearly 750 people, including children, have been arrested. Canadian armed forces are looking at where help is needed most in Nova Scotia after post-tropical cyclone Fiona made landfall there Saturday. The vast majority of Atlantic Canada is without power. Some are without homes after they were washed into the sea. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties ahead of Tropical Storm Ian that forecasters are expecting to be a full hurricane by next week. Detroit Radio News anchor Jim Matthews was killed in a murder and attempted suicide. His girlfriend and two children were also hurt in the attack at his Chesterfield Township home. The suspect was found in the basement with wounds and an overdose. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
That's right. And I am so pleased to be able from time to time to pick the brains of really smart people. People far superior to me in the area of medical knowledge for sure. And the Fox News Medical All-Stars have been so gracious in giving us a little bit of time each week with one of them. And I'm excited to have Marty McCary back because he's one of my favorites, mostly just because he seems rather fearless. He just tells the truth. And then let's, you know, the chips fall where they may. But Dr. McCary, it's always good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Let me just go quickly to the big soundbite from Joe Biden's 60 Minutes interview from this last week. The pandemic is over. If this is true, Dr. McCary, what does that mean in regards to almost everything related to public health right now?
Well, you know, I think people have become very emotional about the idea of the pandemic, and depending on somebody's political influence or what news they listen to, they have a distorted view of it. The reality is, I don't think anyone's really schooled in the official definitions of an pandemic versus an endemic versus an epidemic. And right now it's endemic, circulating at levels it's going to circulate at for decades or centuries. And so I think we're getting caught up a little bit in what he said. Now, what he said, he probably could have described better as we've moved to the endemic stage. And he probably could have said that about a year ago. So we're at a point now where we got to learn to live with it.
Well, and if that's in fact the case, then, Dr. McCary, if we are still putting in federal mask mandates and vaccine mandates and all the rest of these things. And, you know, there's, even though court cases have started to side with the people that would like to live their life maybe differently than what the mandates force them to, it seems like there's still this kind of like top down, we know better than you approach that they're not willing to let go of just yet.
Well, that's right. That's what's alienated the American public. You know, I worry about people knowing what they should know about hepatitis and HIV and tuberculosis, because we have no public health authority with any credibility left anymore. They not only ruined it, they continue to do so. I mean, look at what the FDA is doing with the Omicron vaccine right now. They basically said science doesn't matter. We decided it's safe and effective. We saw data on 8 mice and some private secret data from pharma on human trials that we're not going to share with the public, probably because it shows it doesn't work. And we're just going to do this. And not only are we going to approve it, everyone needs to take it. Every single person, natural immunity doesn't matter. And that's the sort of thing the American public sees through. And the disconnect is gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, it is bigger than the Grand Canyon, because look at the number of Americans that have taken the Omicron specific vaccine so far, after the White House and FDA and CDC have been pushing it hard for weeks. Almost nobody. It's like the baby vaccine. You have a month with the CDC and White House pushing it hard. The COVID vaccine for babies pushing it hard. And after a month pushing it hard, 3%
of
babies in America got it, and most of them just for school or summer camps.
And do you think, Dr. McCary, that that is largely in part that the American public at some point said, I've just got to be more informed for myself, and started taking information into their own hands and investigating it more? And shocker of shocks, having actual conversations with their doctors about some of this stuff? I mean, from the beginning of the pandemic, the idea of keeping the patient separate from their primary care physician, so that you had to go to the emergency room, or you had to go to the Walgreens to get the jab, or to ask for therapeutics. It always seemed kind of bizarre to me, because I would think the one person that would have most credibility with their patients would be the person they see all the time, not a government official saying, go to this person over here.
Well, I think people look at some of these government officials and they look at their own personal doctor at home and they say, I don't know if I believe in the massive centralization of medical decision making in the hands of these government career bureaucrats who rarely leave the city life of Washington, D.C.
Right.
Or the ivory towers of academia. And it turns out that 40% of pediatricians in rural areas have told parents, I would not recommend the COVID vaccine for healthy children. Now, you would never know that. You would never know that. But people are saying, I'm going to listen to my local doctor instead of some central, career government doctor who's served a term longer than most African presidents.
Dr. Marty McCary, always appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us tonight. Friends, stick around. Lots more of Radio Night Live still ahead, including tonight's new music spotlight on the one and only Harry Styles as he shut down his residency in New York City this week. It's going to be a special one. Don't go anywhere.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, there's a lot of very new ways of delivering entertainment to your household that have been bubbling up even before pandemic. But I think really when Disney Plus launched mid-pandemic, and then you had things like Hamilton come to the small screen, and you had a whole bunch of other streaming services start up. Just about every channel in the universe has now its own comparable streaming service as well. People started figuring out that you could be much more selective in what you wanted to watch and how you wanted your family to consume entertainment, etc. And one of the new portals for family and faith-friendly stuff, stuff that you don't have to be embarrassed about something coming on the screen that your kids are going to see and ask you questions about, and in some ways just stuff that's going to make your life a lot simpler in terms of choosing entertainment for your parents, for your kids, is as a parent to choose the PureFlix streaming service. And if you've listened to my shows over the last couple of weeks, you've heard a lot of information about their whole new lineup. They got a whole bunch of stuff that they're doing this fall, and we're excited about all that. But one of the major motion pictures that they have just released, or in the process of releasing, is a little action adventure film called Legacy Peak.
And Todd Terry is with us, who is in the film. And you may know Todd from some of his work on other more mainstream type stuff in Hollywood. But he joins us today to talk about this this fun family adventure. Todd, good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you having me.
So, theory or myth or none of the or truth, family oriented, family values audiences can, in fact, provide significant feedback to Hollywood and producers and directors about the type of fare that really the middle of America really would like to see made in greater abundance. True or false?
100% true.
And what do you base that on?
Well, I think, you know, we all have a decision what we watch. We can turn the TV off. But as far as when we as people say, hey, I don't want to watch this because it's going to be offensive to my kids or whatever, and we choose to watch something else, I think that, in a sense, sends a message. You know, how loud that message is, I don't know. But what I'm seeing these days is really quality, and Legacy Peak's a great example. Quality adventure type films have a great message and a heart message, but at the same time, they're not offensive, but it's an engaging film. And yeah, more people, I think, want to see that.
Well, in my very limited focus group of my three kids in my house that are increasingly on the growth spurts, so we're second, fourth, and seventh grade now, I know one of the things that that they are constantly looking for is not necessarily stuff that is that's seemingly age appropriate, but things that do engage them in their mind and emotions as they are processing it. And so I think something like Legacy Peak, and all I've seen is the trailer, but I have to tell you that when I saw the trailer, you know, I see the great, what looks like the Alaskan outdoors. You see this magnificent, what looks like cinematography that is sweeping. And then you've got this kind of really character-driven story of these people that work through this ultimate kind of trial to achieve the end result. I want to give the whole movie away, but this is the exact type of thing that I think my second and fourth grader especially are wanting more of to have to pick from. And it's hard to always be able to even say now, you know, go turn on Disney Plus. I mean, Disney just added the option of having more adult oriented material in their app, and unless you opted out of it, you got it. So even on what's supposed to be the family safe standard, we're having to be more selective and more determinative in terms of what we're putting in front of them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you saying that. I was talking to somebody else about, you know, we have to really watch our kids these days because, you know, this thing will raise them. Yeah. Because they have access to pretty much everything. And so, yeah, and that's the great thing about specifically PureFlix Network. It's, like you said, it was family-friendly things. But, you know, I think this movie is a step up. And I just saw it this morning, and I shed a tear, and, you know, a couple of times during the film, because it really deals with issues of fatherhood.
Yeah.
In a way that's not super clean and, you know, hey, we're getting to point A to point B. It's a little messy. And the lead character, Lucas Black plays, he does an excellent job. And I will say this about him as a person. He's that guy in person as well.
Oh, nice.
I only met him on the set, but just a really genuine family guy. But that's what I really liked about it. It was a little, the messiness of it is what I like to see in films. Life is not always pretty.
No.
So you get to see the ups and downs and, you know, and not to give it away, but hopefully the ups in the end of the movie.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit too. And you've got more than just Legacy Peak that's on PureFlix. You've got some other projects that are going to be appearing there as well. But talk to me about the great equalizer that technology has become in increasing the quality of these projects while reducing the cost of getting them made. I know that with everything from camera to screen resolution to, you know, editing capacity, people are able to do so much more now. I mean, the camera that's in my iPhone is better than every camera I ever owned. And I had some nice ones in the past up until, you know, just recently. So, I mean, you're really talking about allowing creativity and accessibility to that creativity to really explode in ways that it wasn't possible before because of the cost.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I would say a fifth grader, a 10th grader, eighth grader, whatever, can produce a film if they want. I mean, you know, look at TikTok and all these things, yeah. Little mini films. You know, the key thing is, in my opinion, is storytelling. If you have a good story, it may not be perfect visually, and you know, it's not a multi-million dollar Hollywood film, but if it's engaging, that's what matters.
Yeah.
And I think we need to see more of that, and the fact that you can do it on the cheap, so to speak, is a huge blessing for people who just want to get a message out there.
It's called Legacy Peak. It's at PureFlix, and you can go to PureFlix.com to find out more, download the apps, all that kind of stuff. Todd Terry, we appreciate your time. Best wishes on Legacy Peak. Friends, go to PureFlix.com to find out all that you need. Again, download the app for your different home devices, Roku, Apple, all the others, and then be ready to enjoy a really fun adventure with a great message. Todd Terry, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
And coming up next, right here on Radio Night Live, he closed out 15 consecutive sold-out performances at Madison Square Garden this week. His name is Harry Styles. He's in the New Music Spotlight. Coming up next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, he made news this week, closing out 15 consecutive performances at Madison Square Garden in New York City, sold out. Here at Harry's house is Harry Styles.
say. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe and break your can. I do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Do all this late night talking about anything you wanna till the morning. Now you're in my life. I can't get you off my mind. Never been a fan of change. Follow you to any place. If it's Hollywood, the Bishop's Gate, I'm coming too.
Sing it out.
If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happy, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happy, baby. We've been doing all this late night talking about anything you wanna. Late night talking.